Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Good morning to all of you. And to those visiting the cathedral this day, welcome to your home away from home. It is a blessing for us to have you with us during this celebration of the Holy Eucharist. And we also welcome all of you joining us via television, radio, and internet. All of you are always in our hearts and in our prayers, as is our prayer every day for you and your family, wherever they may be and wherever you may be, that the love, peace, and joy of Christ Jesus be in the dwelling place that you call home and in your relationships with each other. My dear family, knowing that God's love for us is abundant, we can always turn to Him to seek pardon for our sins and seek the love that comes from His heart. And therefore, let us seek that pardon for ourselves as we begin our celebration. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, your word made flesh and splendor of the Father, Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy. Take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us, for you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord. In the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who founded all the commands of your sacred law upon love of you and of our neighbor, grant that by keeping your precepts we may merit to attain eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Hear this, you who trample upon the needy and destroy the poor of the land. When will the new moon be over, you ask, that we may sell our grain, and the Sabbath that we may display the wheat? We will diminish the ephah, add to the shekel, and fix our scales for cheating. We will buy the lowly for silver and the poor for a pair of sandals. Even the refuse of the wheat we will sell. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, never will I forget a thing they have done. The word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord, who lifts up the poor. Praise the Lord, who lifts up the poor. Praise
praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory, who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who lowers himself to look down upon heaven and earth. From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from the ash heap he raises the poor, to set them in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. Praise the Lord, who lifts up the poor.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, first of all, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be offered for everyone, for kings and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. There is one God. There is also one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as ransom for all. This was the testimony at the proper time. For this I was appointed preacher and apostle. I am speaking the truth. I am not lying. Teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. It is my wish then that in every place that men should pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or argument. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with the dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord.
Yesterday, I had a few ceremonies, and one of them was a quinceañera in the afternoon. Now, I know a lot of my brother priests tend to not like quinceañeras, but I like quinceañeras. I know perhaps there's the preoccupation of all that goes into kind of like doing a celebration for a young lady or for some of the men who actually have quinceañeras, quinceañeros is what they're called, but I like the fact that here's a young lady who's involved, for the most part, in the parish community. And of course, the custom is you have 14 of the lads and the ladies and escorted in to lead to the quinceañera. What's so nice about it is some of the young people who are part of the party perhaps have not been in a church for a long time. And little did they know, because all they were probably thinking is, oh, there's a dance. Oh, but you forgot, there's a mass before. And so there they come, one, two by two. The best part of the quinceañera is when the ladies are being escorted by the gents, and the ladies are all, the young girls are all smiles and everything, and the guys all have this look like they're going to the electric chair. And they say, yes, come closer, closer. They have this look of fear like, oh my goodness, what am I doing here? We are about to get evangelized, that's what's going to happen. But my family, that's the point. You know, in my words with young Ashley yesterday, I simply told her, Ashley, you're becoming a young adult now in the eyes of the church. You know, 15, Mary was chosen very young with great responsibilities. And so the church recognizes that. And I told her, what God wants you most to do is to hold on to your self-dignity and let no one convince you to compromise it. No one. And at the same time, I'm able to tell that to the rest of them who are there. To believe in themselves, to hold dear to what God gave them, to be responsible for their lives, and to realize that God has already given you what you need. Love, peace, and joy. Love, peace, and joy. And you must hold on to that, because that's holding on to your self-dignity. Because when you have that, then you don't have to worry. But many a times as life goes on, people enter your lives, you know. And in a particular way, for those, of course, that are, you know, much younger than I am. And that's okay, as long as they respect who you already are and enhance what God has already given. I share this because St. Paul, all week long, and today included, has been trying to simply advise and guide young Timothy. You have to remember, Paul is already elder. He's already old. And Timothy is just getting started. And Paul came into his relationship with the Lord very late, which is fine. But what he wants for Timothy is, from the moment that he is at now, have this relationship with the Lord this way and trust him in this way, because he has everything to offer you and he wants you to have it all. But along the way, you're going to face these challenges, he's telling them. And when I have such a young person before me, you know, they probably see me as old as Paul. Although I'm not. Many of you are closer to Paul's age than I am. But there's always someone younger there who looks towards you. And when they look towards you, do you take advantage of showing them the way? You know, in my example to young Ashley yesterday and those that were with her, I told her and all of them, look, you know, life will come, and those who enter your life, praise God. But if you ever start to date, and this goes for you too, young people back here, I know it's always very nice at the beginning. Oh, yes, everything's rosy and everything. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. But then when a week or 2 weeks or a month passes by and you start wondering, gosh, what's wrong with me? Why am I not as jolly as I was? Why am I always worried? Why am I doubting myself? If others enter your life and begin to cause you to start doubting yourself, if others enter your life and begin to wonder whether you're worth loving, and you're dating this person, I want you to do one thing. Dump them. I'm serious. Dump that girlfriend. Dump that boyfriend. They deserve to be dumped. Yes, I said it. And they'll be like, why are you leaving me? Because I'm worth more than the way you're treating me. You remember that. You are worth more than being mistreated. If someone enters your life, you have to remember they have to love you for who you are, as God created you, not for who they want you to become, for them. Absolutely not. God has given you the recipe to live a happy life in that love, in that peace, in that joy, which you are always meant to experience in every single day that you have. Sure, the struggles will be there, no question about it, but not at the expense of losing everything God gave you. And that's exactly what Timothy was trying to process in the words of Paul. And that's what Paul was trying to offer Timothy. Love your life. And let those who enter your life love your life. Because family, Jesus says in the gospel this day, I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you with the life I gave you. And that life is meant to be respected. It's meant to be appreciated. It's meant to be loved. And the only way others will come to appreciate and love this life that's yours is by seeing you love this life first. And not compromising that life in any which way that brings you misery or sorrow or confusion or despair or doubt or fear. But family, we must be responsible for this life so that we can be trusted with even more, which are the relationships that we have. And there we offer who we are, and we're accepted for who we are in the eyes of God. Because in a world where it is so easy to just Throw labels out there. God is reminding you and me to remember the title you already have. Son and daughter. In His eyes. And how He will never see you in any other way other than His son and daughter who He loves. And how He encourages you and me to accept that love and love this life as it deserves to. So that when those moments do come, where others enter our lives, we share that love faithfully. And we show them the way, as Paul was showing Timothy the way, as Christ was showing His disciples the way, and as we must be that presence of Christ today to show others the way. Because though I've spoken to the young, I'm speaking to all of us. Because we all have circles of friends. And many a times they try to lead us this way just a little. Oh, it's not going to hurt if you just talk with us about so and so. No, it will. Because it leads you to forget who you are, even for about 2 or 3 minutes. Because eventually then it becomes easier and easier and easier, and then the conversations become longer and longer and longer, and then it becomes more of an attack that becomes so easy for us to be a part of towards another. When we are meant to be an instrument of what we already have, peace in our life, love in our life, joy in our life. My dear family, you can't serve both God and mammon. That's true. And serving God, yes, will put us at odds with the mammon. It will put us at odds with the world, who wants us to become more like it, that offers no life, offers no security, offers nothing in return, because it only desires to take everything away that God has given you. But in serving God, He secures, He protects, He strengthens everything that's about you. So serve Him faithfully, because all He wants to do is serve you just as faithfully. But be in tune to His voice and be open to His heart. And close the doors, lock them, deadbolt them to the world that has nothing to offer. But family, at the same time, we have much to offer it that comes from God, which we are so much in need of this day. Trust the one God trusts. It's you. And do well with what He has given you to be responsible for, which is this beautiful life you have. Because that life deserves what is best. You do. All of you. And what's best comes from God. So today, give to Him what He does not want you to have. And receive from Him what will bring you the beauty of always seeing what is right about who you are and the blessing that you will always be. Praise be to God for this wonderful trust He has in us. Let us ask Him to help us bring it to fulfillment in everything that we do and in everything that we give. Because we will never forget who we really are, created in the image and likeness of the one we will serve, God Himself. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, through him all things are made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He has ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great faith, let us ask the Lord to hear the prayers we now offer.
For the Church, that we may use our wealth to provide for all those in need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For leaders at every level of government, that they may be sincere in their work to conquer poverty, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who work in the fields, for farm laborers, migrant workers, and everyone involved in the harvesting process, that they may be kept safe and compensated justly, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the generosity of our community may also assist those who are most in need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and families. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Joseph Vedder, Eloise Vedder, Christy Gomez, James Schultz, Estella G. Ornelas, Manuel G. Reyna, and Jesus A. Garza, Sr., and for the intentions of Annika Castillo and the Cathedral Bulletin sponsors, and for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Loving Father, all this we ask through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary and Saint Joseph, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
If I walk in the midst of tribulation, you shall preserve my life, O Lord. You shall stretch forth your hand against the fury of my enemies. Your right hand has delivered me. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. You have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I praise you. I bow down towards your holy temple. Of tribulation, you shall preserve my life, O Lord. You have stretched forth your hand against the fury of my enemies. Your right hand has delivered me.
God is justice and joy, for Jesus restores what sin would destroy. God's power and glory in Jesus we know, and here and hereafter the kingdom shall grow. The kingdom of God is mercy and grace. The captives are free, the sinners find place. The outcast are welcomed, God's banquet to share. And hope is awakened in place of despair. The kingdom of God is challenge and choice. Believe the good news, repent and rejoice. God's love for us sinners brought grace to his cross. Our crisis of judgment for gain or for loss. God's kingdom is come, gifts and the goal in Jesus begun, in heaven made whole. The heirs of the kingdom shall answer his call, and all things cry glory to God all in all.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Receive with favor, O Lord, we pray, the offerings of your people, that what they profess with devotion and faith may be theirs through these heavenly mysteries, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin Mary. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death, and by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so with all the angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord,
and profess your resurrection
until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray. That with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs of eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours. Forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let us stand together now, and at the Savior's command, form a divine teaching, we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his decrees. With all their hearts they seek him. They never do anything evil, but walk in his ways. I will keep your statutes. Do not ever forsake me. How shall your youth remain pure on his way? By obeying your
trust in me and you will not perish. If you believe and eat this bread, you will live eternal life. Eat this bread, drink this cup, come to me and never be hungry. Eat this bread, drink this cup, trust in me and you will not thirst.
Let us pray. Graciously raise up, O Lord, those you renew with the sacrament, that we may come to possess your redemption both in mystery and in the manner of our life. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Just a few announcements. Religious Ed continues today, but also if you haven't registered your child, they are still able to register. Please go to the parish hall downstairs in St. Joseph's Hall, and Orphe and Sister will be there to help you with those registrations. Also, we invite you to breakfast and fellowship immediately following the Mass in St. Joseph's Hall. We have taquitos, coffee, juice for us to partake, pastries, pan dulce. Take your pick. There you go. But your presence there will be a blessing to us all, so please stop by and share some time together. Also, the Catholic Daughters of the Americas, Court 246, would like to provide breakfast for any ladies who want to learn more about the organization. They're there. Okay, it's today, after this Mass in St. Joseph's Hall as well. So, and then the Bloodmobile is here. Please, if it's that time of the year for us to give that gift of self, for our brothers and sisters who find themselves in need, let us give that so that the supply will always be there. They will be here from now until 2 p.m. And also the Cathedral Rummage Sale will be on October 11th, 12th, and 13th. They are still seeking donations, no clothing, but just other items that you may not want anymore and someone else may have a desire to buy it. So please see Donald Harris. Any other announcements, or you didn't necessarily catch what I said, it's in the bulletin. So please read your bulletin. Also, little ones, don't forget, approach Deacon Armando here or myself, and we will give you, or Charles, and they will give you a Mass card, and take those to your classes, okay? And we're going to see how that works and see how we can keep that going. But pray for our little ones who begin their religious ed formation, and please continue to pray for all our young people in all their endeavors. But my dear family, before the final blessing, just a reminder, we are all St. Paul, meaning there's someone younger there that you're meant to go evangelize. So don't forget to do that this week. One person at least. I don't know who that person is, but the good Lord's going to take you to them, and you're going to be that blessing, just like Paul was a blessing to Timothy. We are meant to be that too. And maybe you're the younger one that someone's going to come to you. Be open. All righty? Be open. Even our elderly, you're not the oldest one in the world. There's someone else there. So just realize that and let us make it a very blessed week. The Lord be with you. May the blessings of Almighty God, Father,
Hello,
Son,
I'm Father Peter
and
Lissandro,
Holy Spirit,
Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.